Thank you very much, Ross. So this is our traditional pre-charge briefing. So it will cover, as Ross said, the period to how we expect the period to the end of March, from end of March to end of September, to pan out. I think if we start off, if you look at the stats to the end of August, and obviously markets are volatile, so they've changed quite a lot since then. You'll notice that the operating environment didn't look as difficult as in reality as it was. Markets actually moved marginally, some indices moved marginally up, interest rates were rising, currencies were not almost about where they were, a little bit random, a little bit weak, it's since recovered to where it was at the end of March. Likewise, the Aussie dollar. And so life, when you look at these stats, looked quite easy. Obviously, we're all aware that it was quite a difficult trading period with very tough credit market conditions. However, when you look at Investec, and I think a lot of people miss this, we have quite a diversified portfolio of businesses, both geographically and operationally. And the fact that we have quite a diversified portfolio of businesses has enabled us, and what should enable us, for the end of September to continue to show growth. We will expect to see a very strong performance from both South Africa and Australia, and a reasonable performance from the UK, which was marginally, in fact, I use the word marginally, but that is a reality, by the turmoil in global credit markets. If we look at our various divisions, starting off with the private bank, we have continued to see quite strong lending turnover and transactional activity across all geographies. You should expect to see a very strong performance from South Africa. UK, which had a very strong performance for the previous 6 months, end of September, should consolidate around its previous reporting levels. Remember, it almost doubled doubled in the previous year. And we expect a very solid performance from Australia. Our loan portfolios, up to the end of August, will have risen by 11.8%, average 20%, so the average really drives the revenue stream. Deposits up 13%, average 21%, and third-party funds under advice up 18.6% with an average of 45%. So overall, we expect a good turnout, good performance from the private bank. If we look at our private client portfolio management and broking business, and I don't comment on Rendsburg Shepherd because we own 47% of them, but they are consolidated into these numbers. They make their own statements to the market. We will see a very strong performance from the South African side of that business as a consequence of higher asset levels and volumes over the period. The business is also diversified and launched a whole range of new different products that have been working on a long time, which do provide additional revenue streams. So again, we're expecting for the 6 months a very good performance from this business. I think when we come to capital markets, then this is a business that would have been affected by the credit crunch around the world. And I think this is where I'll go into a little bit of detail just to give you a perspective. But if we look at the South African side of that business, pipelines and levels of activity have been good across both the advisory and lending areas, and we expect a solid performance from the South African business. A very good performance from the Australian business, which benefited from the Rothschild transaction. Clearly, we only closed the Rothschild transaction in July last year, and so this is the first full six-month period that we trade. We did trade for 6 months to March, but this is clearly 6 months against 3 months previously, and we will see quite a strong benefit from that business's that integration of that business. We expect the results of the UK operations to be down against the previous 6 months period, as the recent turmoil in credit markets will have an impact on the principal finance business in this particular area. If we look at specifically the principal finance business in our capital markets area, we've had low exposure to US subprime. It represents 0.4% of our total loan portfolio. £29 million of BBB and below rated paper, net of fair value adjustments, so we really marked these assets. And then £24 million of A to AAA, the bulk being AA and AAA. We have made additional provisions against this portfolio because it's quite hard to value. And so we've got an additional provision of £7 million which may or may not crystallize, and this will happen over probably a 3-year period, as we'll only know in 3 years' time whether you needed that provision or not. All instruments are performing and no tranches of that we hold have been downgraded. We did hold at the end of August at £470 million of assets for securitization, of which £350 million has been sold for settlement at the end of September, basically underwritten, and we have no fair value losses that we expect from that transaction. I need to put Kensington, which is an acquisition that was concluded on the 8th of August, into perspective. It represents 4-5% of what we do. And as a consequence of the conditions in global credit markets, we have concentrated on reshaping the business, altering the mix of the product offering, tightening lending criteria, and increasing pricing. Kensington was not a business that really chased volumes and did tighten credit criteria prior to us acquiring it. And the consequence of this strategy will be lower volumes, an alignment of the infrastructure, and an improvement in the operating margin. They had already implemented prior to acquisition headcount cuts and the realignment of their business. We would, however, as a consequence of market conditions, expect lower profitability from our initial projections until market conditions normalise. We do have lines and facilities in place to support the strategy, which includes non-recourse warehousing lines from third-party banks and committed forward flow agreements from other financial institutions. Mortgages under management are down from £7 billion to £6.6 billion, and the actual loan-to-value ratio has improved from 71% down to 69% since March 2007. We've also seen an improvement in asset quality, with 90 days in arrears decreasing to 8.96% from 9.4%. So we don't believe that there's a credit problem in this business. You have low loans to value, you have decent income coverage, and we have had an improving asset quality portfolio. If we move on to investment banking, I think, in the UK and Australia, we've seen a stable corporate finance pipeline, and we see a very strong performance from the South African corporate finance and agency business with quite a good deal pipeline in place. The direct investments in private equity portfolios, in South Africa, the private equity portfolio has performed very well, underpinned by strong performance from underlying investments. Direct investments have seen good performance from the IM platforms, marginally offset by weaker performance. This is at the end of August from some of our listed and unlisted investments. In the UK, we will show an improvement over the prior year's performance, and that's what we expect to see in that particular business. Asset management, earnings growth continues to be enhanced by the momentum of the UK and international business. As we said before, South Africa is a mature business, and you have seen historically restructuring on the institutional side. We've seen good growth on the retail side, both in the UK and in South Africa. We've got a very good long-term investment performance, and we have significantly widened our distribution reach. Assets under management were marginally up by 1.5% during this particular period. Property, we expect strong performance from the property business. I think the sale of Growthpoint business announced on the 30th of May still requires final approval from the Competition Tribunal. It's been approved by the Competition Board and by Growthpoint shareholders. That may take place before the end of this month. It may not, so we've accounted for it as if we still own it. We have launched a number of funds in this last while, an African property fund jointly with Investec Asset Management following on its African initiative, a European fund alongside our private clients, and Australia have also created a property private equity business and is in the process of raising a property fund from its private clients. So while Growthpoint is still owned by us, you see a strong growth in assets under management, 47% on average, 9.3% from March. With regard to other activities, we would expect an improved performance from our central funding because we have much higher cash balances across all geographies, and we would expect central costs to be in line with the previous year.
Our effective tax rate is expected to be between 26 and 27%, and there will be an increase in earnings attributable to minorities as a consequence of improved performance of partially owned consolidated private equity investments. Our weighted number of shares in issue will be 582.5 million shares. For those of you who, that number used to confuse people. If you look at capital and liquidity, we remain very well capitalized. Investec PLC we expect to be at a, was at 18.3% in August. Investec Bank UK at 19.2%. Investec Limited, excluding the Growthpoint transaction at 14%, it will go up to just over 15% once the Growthpoint transaction is concluded. And Investec Bank Limited 13.5% at the end of August. As the 14th of September, we held substantial cash and near cash around the world. I think one thing that's not well understood about Investec is the fact that we always hold a lot of surplus cash, 34 billion rand in South Africa, 2.2 billion pounds in the UK and Europe, and 1.1 billion Australian dollars. So that's almost 6 billion pounds if you divide it by the relevant exchange rates, which is 25% of our asset base and almost 50% of our loan portfolios. Our asset quality remains sound. We have not seen any change since March, and there is obviously no change with regard to our targeting of who we deal with and our target client base. So if we look at our top-down income statement, you will see good growth in net interest income, good growth in net fees and commissions. We expect revenue from principal transactions to be flat. We also have to absorb some markdowns as a consequence of our principal finance activity, and we expect about 12 million pounds during this period to have gone through our income statement as a cost of markdowns in that particular space. So overall, our portfolio still remains nicely balanced, both geographically and operationally, and we believe that we will be able to deliver on our financial targets and our objectives during this trading period. So in summary, we believe that we have a good balance of revenue streams, we have continued diversity of earnings, both geographically and operationally. That has stood us in good stead compared to people we sometimes compare against in this particular period. We have no big LBO underwritings of any magnitude that we've had to mark down, as I've discussed the markdowns in the principal finance business. Our asset quality has not changed over this particular period. We have not chased volumes. We've maintained our disciplined risk management approach, and we believe that therefore we've withstood some tough times pretty well. So that's a summary of where we are. You've got documents, and there is something that is also sent across things saying the identical things. We're now in question time. I'm told we've got to start off in Johannesburg. Ruby said he's got a sore throat, so he can't ask too many questions, but really, we'll give you a shot first.
Thank you, Mr. Crossett.
Yeah.
At first glance, one might obtain the impression that over the last 6 months, Australia is just adding, there hasn't been much progress. For instance, loans and advances have gone up 2.3%. Compared to UK and Europe and South Africa, it seems very pedestrian.
Likewise, if we have a look at funds under advice, it's the same kind of conclusion I come to.
Australia.
What did I say?
No, Australia.
Australia, big pardon. Sore throat, you see.
Yeah.
So, is it right to conclude that things are standing still in Australia over the last 6 months, or is it wrong to conclude?
I think it's wrong to conclude that, because I just gave you a statement right at the beginning that Australia has done particularly well this last 6 months. It's not only an asset-driven business, it's an advisory business. The activity level, sometimes assets churn, which is not a bad thing, it's quite a good thing. So I don't think you can take anything from the fact that the books haven't grown, or that particular book. If you're looking at the private client book, didn't grow in that particular period. Australia did very, has done and will do very well for the 6 months.
Thank you, Mr. Cossett.
Louis.
Cossett, have you been buying your own shares like we have over the last few weeks?
I've been in a close period. I know too much, I can't buy.
I know, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, our closed period started, ended. So, I mean, started prior to this trading update.
Can you give us an idea in terms of your funding model on Kensington, when you bought it, in other words, percentages in wholesale, retail, and what this model has changed subsequent to your acquisition?
Now, it's Kensington has £6.6 billion of loans, of which £5.2 billion have already been securitized. And the balance sit in warehouse lines from third-party banks. So it doesn't allow any funding from Investec.
And in terms of funding from wholesale market?
Nothing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Come on, mister. Any more questions? I see Willem. Wilhelm, I'm not allowed to call him Willem anymore. He's got petrol today. He managed to drive you, with a right back there.
Yeah, thanks. I thought I'd look you in the eye today.
Yeah.
Hear you say the word.
Yeah.
Stephen, what I'd like to know is, has what's happened due to US subprime and all of those problems changed any business models of Investec or investment banks in general, in the UK market in particular?
I think what you can expect in certain spaces is a much lower level of activity. I think that certain things that banks were doing, they will not do in this market and probably will not do for some time. So certainly you saw that some of the German banks have built up massive conduits funded by commercial paper. I think that will be a thing of the past. And what you will see is lower levels of activity in certain spaces. And that's what we've remodeled ourselves to anticipate it. In that one business.
But how is life going to be different in Investec itself in that business going forward?
Well, it's, you know, it represents, as I said to you, probably if you took the whole principal finance business, 6-7% of our operating profits. So I think we would expect less activity, but it was a relatively new business. And as we said earlier, we expect less activity in Kensington and therefore less profitability than what we previously anticipated. But I think that's the key difference, is that there will be a reduction in activity as a consequence of what has transpired.
Thank you.
Okay. Michael?
Stephen, can you just clarify the £12 million write-down? Is that
income statement?
Yeah. Is that in your debt business or is it in your business?
Yeah. Some of that could be realized and some of that could be fair value adjustments. Remember, we make provisions at the end of March as well. More questions? Okay, has anyone who studied London?
How do we see these uncles?
Right here. Let me see, raise them there. Any questions from London?
Questions in London? Anybody? Either no questions in London.
Okay. Teleconference?
There are no questions from the conference call at this time.
Okay, I'm back in Johannesburg. I don't have a phone.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thanks. So, I wonder if you could just maybe provide some color maybe on your funding structures and the impact on your funding costs going forward and the proportion of new business funded in the wholesale markets, and what the current conditions present for your business going forward.
In which geography?
Across the board.
Well, you know, as I said to you, we are pretty overfunded. And we hold a fair, you know, we hold, I gave you about £6 billion of cash and near cash. So historically what we've done is we've overfunded and placed money in the interbank market, which any bank here will know, will tell you that Investec is a big supply of liquidity into the market. And that's always been our philosophy.
So if you look in the UK business, most of our whole portfolio is funded by our private clients. Our whole private bank portfolio is funded by our private clients. And that's how we've always operated. More questions? Any more questions? In Jabba? Ronnie? Yeah. Yes.
What you're looking at, perhaps some realizations of the next year or two there. Everybody seems to have a different sort of time profile in terms of realization. If one looks at the FISRAN's results and sees what's being brought into the income statement from private equity, obviously everybody has a different strategy and time horizons. Could you sort of give us a view perhaps in the next 12 to 24 months so we can understand the strategy in terms of realization policy?
Now, we're opportunistic, and if we see a deal, we might take it. So I can't lay out an exact strategy. I mean, some of our private equity positions have to be consolidated. Some of them are fair value. What we know is our private equity pooler assets are trading exceptionally well, and as a consequence, we expect to do well out of them over the next while. But on realization strategy, that depends on whether we see value or not. No questions? No one wants to ask questions. Yeah. No more questions? Okay, well, we thank you all for attending and hope you have a good day. Cheers.